The country's largest owner of television stations is under fire today for making dozens of news anchors read a scripted promo that echoes conservative rhetoric about bias in the media. A compilation of newscasters reading the script went viral over the weekend, courtesy of the website Deadspin.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media. More alarming.
Sinclair Broadcast Group owns or operates nearly 200 TV stations in the United States, and this morning, even President Trump jumped into the conversation to defend the company over this. Let's bring in Derek Thompson. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm well, thanks. Good to be here.
Good. So talk about this script that local anchors across the country, major cities, small towns, they were asked to read it. And in that compilation, we can really hear that journalists are basically using one of the president's favorite talking points.
Yeah, this is a really interesting story. So Sinclair, as you said, is the largest television station owner in the U.S. It owns stations in about half of U.S. markets. The company has been known for a while as a giant of local television. But as listeners can probably tell, it's become infamous in the last few years for becoming a kind of mini Fox News, a media giant with an explicit rightward political bent. And I think Sinclair is so fascinating right now because it represents the confluence of two big modern storylines, an economic fear of monopoly power, of companies getting too big on the one hand, and on the other hand, a political slash media fear about truth and bias in the news. And what's captivating about Sinclair, and I think you can hear this right in that clip, is that, yes, there are larger media companies and there are lots of more conservative companies, but specifically this combination of such a large media company with such an explicitly conservative message that so often, as you said, mimics the president's language about fake news in that which most of us would call the mainstream media, I think has a lot of news watchers and individuals a little bit concerned about Sinclair's influence.
Well, and it's done this before in a way. It's got this must-run programming that it's known for. And some of that has included pro-Trump commentary from a former Trump campaign advisor. You know, I mean, how independent are these local stations from the corporate owner?
It's hard to say. On the one hand, you often, with television station operators like this, have a certain amount of independence at the affiliate level. That is to say, St. Louis can determine what sort of news is important for the St. Louis audience, and Seattle can determine what sort of news is important for the Seattle audience, and, you know, ne'er the two shall meet. But with these must-run programming bits, the ones like the ones that you just heard, Sinclair essentially finds a way to dictate from its headquarters in and around Baltimore the kind of programming that Americans watching local news should hear all over the country. And these must-run programming bits typically do tilt to the right. These aren't bits that are the sort of thing that you might hear on, say, you know, ABC or CNN. They tend to be about terrorist updates. They tend to use the president's language about fake news and bias in mainstream news. Mm-hmm. So often it does seem like the sort of programming that you could almost expect Trump's communications team would hope would run across the country.
Well, let's listen to another clip from that Deadspin compilation.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Okay, so you get the idea there. But Derek, some people might say that having local journalists push the agenda of their corporate bosses is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
It is certainly Orwellian, explicitly Orwellian, to hear all of these theoretically and seemingly independent newsreaders essentially read from a script that has been foisted on them. But, and CNN has reported a lot of anonymous people working at Sinclair-owned television stations around the country expressing quite a few concerns about the degree to which they feel like they are on a leash. I should say what's really important when listening to these messages is to think about the psychology of persuasion. There was a lot of fear about fake news on Facebook and Twitter about propaganda being used to advance conspiracy theories. Yeah. But according to the research on the psychology of persuasion, people are most likely to change their minds when they hear new messages from familiar faces. And so what I think makes some people so nervous about Sinclair-operated television stations is that Sinclair can essentially co-opt newsreaders, anchors, reporters that those local audiences think are independent, that they've come to trust, and then those reporters and journalists essentially become puppets of Sinclair's central broadcasting.
So, Derek,
and that, I think, is a real fear.
So very quickly, what would you expect the journalists to do in that situation?
In the short term, I expect they're going to do what they have done, which is to complain anonymously. They don't want to be fired. These journalists, don't want to lose their jobs. They want to get a paycheck. But in the longer run, I do think that you could potentially see some journalists get together, sign documents representing their lack of happiness and the fact that they're being centrally controlled.
Derek Thompson, thanks very much.
Thank you.